the country is in a very good financial situation at the moment. We have a lot more coming in than what's gone out, and I think that's important. We have moved on from the very harrowing times that we had 15 years ago or less. We are in a position to invest huge monies into our education, into our health, people who work in the services. So there's an awful lot of money going in there to our infrastructure as well, our housing and our roads. I think everyone will be better off in this budget without getting into the detail of it. And I think it's about us investing in our people. And I think we're doing that, particularly in the whole area of education, and investing in our health service as well. I don't think we've ever seen as much funding going into those areas. And I think that's very, very important.
One of the issues that some people have identified is there's not a lot of long-term in the budget that's concrete. There's aspirational references of using the Apple money, for instance, using the money from the sale of bank shares to do major infrastructural projects in the future. But there's very little flesh on those bones. There's very little detail of what's actually going to happen.
I think there's an awful lot of once-off payments there that's aimed to take the pressure off people immediately. And maybe in the past, we've had budgets who maybe didn't come into effect until May or June of next year. I think these immediate payments will be a huge benefit to many people. The extension of the free books scheme, it's all about improving the situation of the family in whatever way it will, whether that's the free school meals, whether it's the free school books. And I think there's an awful lot there for everyone in this whole area.